Stella Luna by Janelle Cannon. In a warm and sultry forest, far, far away, there once lived a mother fruit bat and her new baby. Oh, how mother bat loved her soft, tiny baby. "I'll name you Stella Luna," she crooned. Each night, Mother Bat would carry Stella Luna, clutched to her breast, as she flew out to search for food. One night, as Mother Bat followed the heavy scent of ripe fruit, an owl spied her. On silent wings, the powerful bird swooped down upon the bats. Dodging and shrieking, Mother Bat tried to escape, but the owl struck again and again, knocking Stella Luna into the air. Her baby wings were as limp and useless as wet paper. Down, down she went, faster and faster, into the forest below. The dark leafy tangle of branches caught Stella Luna as she fell. One twig was small enough for Stella Luna's tiny feet. Wrapping her wings about her, she clutched the thin branch, trembling with cold and fear.
"Mother," Stella Luna squeaked, "where are you?"
By daybreak, the baby bat could hold on no longer. Down, down again she dropped. Flump! Stella Luna landed headfirst in a soft, downy nest, startling the three baby birds who lived there. Stella Luna quickly clambered from the nest and hung out of sight below it. She listened to the babble of the three birds.
"What was that?" cried Flap.
"I don't know, but it's hanging by its feet," chirped Flitter.
"Shh, here comes Mama," hissed Pip.
Many, many times that day, Mama Bird flew away, always returning with food for her babies. Stella Luna was terribly hungry, but not for the crawly things Mama Bird brought. Finally, though, the little bat could bear it no longer. She climbed into the nest, closed her eyes, and opened her mouth. Plop! In dropped a big green grasshopper. Stella Luna learned to be like the birds. She stayed awake all day and slept at night. She ate bugs, even though they tasted awful. Her bat ways were quickly disappearing. Except for one thing, Stella Luna still liked to sleep hanging by her feet. Once, when Mama was away, the curious baby birds decided to try it too. When Mama Bird came home, she saw 8 tiny feet gripping the edge of the nest.
"Eek!" she cried. "Get back up here this instant! You're going to fall and break your necks!"
The birds clambered back into the nest, but Mama Bird stopped Stella Luna.
"You are teaching my children to do bad things. I will not let you back into this nest unless you promise to obey all the rules of this house."
Stella Luna promised. She ate bugs without making faces. She slept in the nest at night, and she didn't hang by her feet. Stella Luna behaved as a good bird should. All the babies grew quickly. Soon the nest became crowded. Mama Bird told them it was time to learn to fly. One by one, Pip, Flitter, Flap, and Stella Luna jumped from the nest. Their wings worked. "I'm just like them," thought Stella Luna. "I can fly, too." Pip, Flitter, and Flap landed gracefully on a branch. Stella Luna tried to do the same. How embarrassing! I will fly all day, Stella Luna told herself. Then no one will see how clumsy I am.